You are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. I'm one of your co-hosts, Natasha Lai.
And I'm Danielle Gibson. And we are so excited to introduce you to Decatur, Alabama and Morgan County. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, we're excited to have you all here to learn so much about Decatur and what it has to offer. Let's get this podcast started. So Danielle, why don't you kick us off by giving everyone an overview of Decatur?
Sure. So I guess I should introduce myself if that's okay.
Yes, by all means.
Okay. So I'm Danielle Gibson. I am the president and CEO of Decatur Morgan County Tourism. And we are so excited to be able to bring you local fun stories. So we're thrilled to work with Natasha and her team. So a little bit about Decatur. Decatur is situated on the banks of the Tennessee River, and we have a thriving cultural scene, a wonderful downtown district, and also we have lots of pocket parks, which are amazing. One is a rose garden. We also have shopping and lots of natural beauty. One of the things I love about Decatur is the amazing history. So we've got two historic districts in our downtown. One is the Decatur, Old Decatur, and the Albany Historic District. And this is what they call the Pink Ladies. It's the largest concentration of the Victorian era craftsmen and bungalow homes in Alabama. It's amazing.
It sounds amazing.
Yes, it is. So we have walking tours that take you through that historic district. That is one of the most special things. And we have in our historic district, a lot of our attractions are also located in that same vicinity.
Very cool. While we're kind of talking about some of those historic districts, do you want to share a brief history of Decatur for people?
Sure. So our history dates back to 1823, when it was founded by the order of the U.S. Congress and President James Monroe in honor of the renowned U.S. Naval officer, Commander Stephen Decatur. Decatur won a sword from Congress, and he was only 25 years old. Can you imagine that?
Wow. No.
He was also one of the most daring officers in the United States Navy during its early years. What's really cool about Decatur is we are located on the banks of the Tennessee River, and Decatur was an integral port during the war between states. So we are a railroad community, but we are also a river community, which is pretty amazing.
So I know I feel like you've kind of touched on this already, but what makes Decatur special and stand out from other destinations?
Sure. So one of my favorite things about Decatur, which I know we're going to get to in just a little bit, is the Tennessee River and all of the amazing natural resources that are here. So one of my favorite things is we have a park alongside the river, which is called Rosary Park. And to see the sunsets there is absolutely incredible. So sometimes you might see pink skies, sometimes you might see purple skies. It just kind of depends on the time of the year. Also, we have a refuge called the Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge, and it's over 35,000 acres, and it's located right off of the interstate. And you can also, they have lots of walking trails. So as we've been going through, you know, this pandemic, the outdoor activities were such a huge asset to our community. The refuge saw over a 30% increase in visitor traffic. So it's amazing and beautiful, and those are some of my favorite spots, among many other things, of course.
I don't blame you. They sound absolutely beautiful, and I'm a sucker for a good sunset or sunrise, so that sounds ideal right there. I think that we should let everyone know what MoCo is, since it's in the title of our podcast.
Absolutely. So MoCo stands for Morgan County. Decatur is about a population of 55,000 people, and then Morgan County, so Decatur is included in Morgan County, and there are over 112,000 residents in Morgan County. So when we were going through the pandemic, we were trying to come up with new, fun, creative things to do. So we came up with MoCo, which stands for Morgan County.
I love it.
So Find Your Flow also is part of the podcast name. And that was because we are a river community. So you can find your flow in Decatur, Alabama, whether that's getting on kayaks on the river, or whether you're doing yoga by the river, or you're in our arts community and you're looking at our different kinds of murals. It's kind of whatever your flow is, you can find it in MoCo.
I think that's perfect. You guys found a perfect way to sum up your community and to have a fun little name with it too.
Absolutely.
Well, since we are doing a podcast about MoCo and Decatur, why don't we let people know what they can expect on these future upcoming episodes?
Sure. So we are really excited to bring some of our special guests on also along with us. So we will be featuring our attractions, historians, event organizers, community leaders, and really kind of tell the untold stories about our community and the people within the community. One of the neat things, I've already kind of talked about the history of Decatur, but one of the greatest things that we have here is our historians who can help tell these untold stories of our community.
We always love a historian. They have so much knowledge and they just make history come to life, I feel like, when you talk to them.
Yes, absolutely. It's amazing to listen to them because they can tell you any dates, any place, at any time.
Right? You're like, you are a walking encyclopedia, and I've never been so jealous of someone's wealth of knowledge.
Yes. And these historians also are located within our attractions. So if you're visiting the Old State Bank, which is the oldest bank in the state of Alabama, you will find a historian there. We also have another attraction called the Morgan County Archives, and another historian named John Allison is located there. So not only do you get to go to these attractions, you also get the historians behind it.
I love history. I get excited thinking about it.
Yes. Yes. I've learned a lot since I started in this job, and it's just been incredible to learn from them. And it's really important to look back to our past and learn from the things that we did well and maybe some of the things we didn't do well, and then we continue to move forward. So that's why I think it's going to be really neat to bring in these historians to help tell a lot of these stories. So be looking for that podcast.
Yeah, it'll be a great episode. I mean, everything we're going to talk about on this podcast is going to be a great episode. So you have a lot to look forward to as we produce more content. But for now, let's just move on to what are some of your favorite things? I know you mentioned the Tennessee River, but what are some other favorite things about Decatur?
Absolutely. So we also have a Cook Museum of Natural Science, which was voted number one in USA Today in the Best New Museum contest. This museum opened in June of 2019. So it's a fairly new museum. So they have done an incredible job with not only the museum, but also with their programming. So they have lots of things going on throughout the year, but it's phenomenal. So I would be remiss if I did not mention them.
No, that sounds really cool. Also very bold to open, I guess they opened before, but to survive the pandemic, you know, it's a lot. So I'm glad that they made it through.
Yes, yes, they sure did. So there's lots of things that you can explore. You can explore the rivers and the streams. They also have a cave. They have a portion on the Arctic and the desert. They also have an aquarium. It's about a 15,000. Oh, me too. Absolutely. They also have a forest where you can climb up a tree. Like, how fun is that? Also, adults can do it too.
My face is like jaw dropping. I was like, wow, I want to go.
Yes, it is just so much fun. And then they also have the wonderful world of insects. So there is a lot to see in the museum.
Oh, that's very cool. I love that they kind of made it interactive. And adults can do it because I feel like a lot of museums kind of cater towards kids, which is awesome. And we love that. But I love it when adults are also involved.
Yes.
As an adult myself.
An adult gets to be a kid at the Cook Museum of Natural Science.
And what better way to sell a museum than to be a kid again? Don't we all want to be a kid again? And we're all kids at heart.
Yes, absolutely. Also, we have the Princess Theater, which is located downtown. And the Princess Theater is a center for the performing arts, which is absolutely amazing. Mary McDonald is their director there, and we'll probably get her on the podcast too. But one Perfect. Of my favorite things that they do is a singer-songwriter series, and it's actually not in the theater part. It's in the upstairs, but it feels very like speakeasy-ish. So yeah, it's very neat.
Now I they have also, lots of ooze for today.
I know. That's what we want.
Right?
That's what we want. So that is always the second Thursday of each month. And then of course they have wonderful, wonderful concerts that they have throughout the year that is also located in the main part of the Princess Theater. It's a beautiful Art Deco kiosk that lights up, but it's only lit up when performances are happening, which is really cool. So if the lights are on, then you know something is going on at the Princess.
Love it. I also love that it's called the Princess.
Yes.
Just a magical name for a theater. It makes you want to go inside and like see a show. At least me.
Yeah, me too. Me too. We also have, I talked briefly about the historic downtown that we have two separate, it's really interesting, two separate downtowns. So it's really incredible. You could spend a whole day, you know, shopping, and there's also lots of local eateries. And then we have a couple of franchises that are also in our downtown district. So there's always something happening in our downtown area.
I love it. Also, how many places can say they have like two different downtown districts? That's pretty cool, honestly.
It's pretty unique. And there's lots of history to be told about those two historic districts. In one of the downtown areas, though, is St. McGee's. That is also a locally owned eatery, but it was named after a steamboat captain. So, yeah. And
that's
it's
fun.
Super yummy. So that's one of our, I can't say favorites, but it is one of the really good ones downtown.
It may or may not be a local favorite.
Yes, may or may not be. We have lots of local favorites, though, but that one does have a really cool kind of history behind it.
That's awesome. I always love finding out about the local eateries because I'm a big sucker for food, so I get really invested, and I like take mental notes. I'm like, hey, here's the first one we've mentioned. Gotta keep a list so I know which ones I need to try.
Oh, we have the food here in the South. So we also have the home of the white sauce, Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue. Their award-winning barbecue. Oh, yes.
My mouth Have
you ever had white sauce?
I haven't, but it sounds amazing.
It is. I'll have to send you some because it's so good. But yes, we are home of the white sauce, so we actually have a title to that.
That's amazing. Learning so much. And I love that you can claim that. I love food. I'm literally salivating a little bit, which is gross. But I just get so excited when we talk about food. It's like I'm a history nerd and food nerd, and sounds like everything I need is in Decatur. So
yes, it sounds like you need to come visit and we'll show you around.
Oh, 100%. Well, I have an important question, and that is, where can people find more information about Decatur?
You can go to our website, which is decaturcvb.org. And then also we have all of the social channels. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have a lot of events and festivals all throughout the year, so there's something always going on, and our website is really the best place to find out about, you know, what's happening in our community. And then also on our website, you'll find a lot of fun trails. So we'll talk a little bit later about that, but we
can tease it right now.
Yeah, we'll tease it right now. So one of the things that we created probably about a year ago is the MoCo Mural Trail. We found that that was kind of becoming an attraction in and of itself. So at the time we had a few murals, but now we have multiple murals. So we have Wings, kind of like the Nashville Wings. It's the same artist.
Okay.
Really cool. And also they take great pictures. So we have people taking senior photos in front of them now. And really, it's just a fun way to get outdoors and have a good time.
That sounds amazing. I wish my senior photos were that cool.
I know. I'm just amazed at what they can do. And then for you, we have the MoCo Sweet Treat Trail, which highlights our local bakeries. We also have a place called Tennessee Valley Pecans. Oh my goodness, their pecans are to die for. So, Ooh. Yes.
Make a pecan pie out of that.
Yes, they are amazing and they do ship. So, but they are located right here in Decatur, Alabama.
You guys are like at the pinnacle heart of like all the good food. My goodness.
Arts, entertainment, we have it all right here in Decatur.
Seriously. That's amazing. Awesome. Well, speaking of pie, that made me think of the fact that like Thanksgiving is coming up and you mentioned that you guys have a lot of events. Do you want to just share some of the cool things that are happening over the next like month or so?
Sure. So if we're speaking about pie, Big Bob Gibson's also has amazing homemade pies. I mean, they're incredible. Yeah.
Making a note, Big Bob Gibson's saved.
Yes. So we are going to be doing a lot for the Christmas time. So a lot of the Christmas open houses are going to be coming up in the November timeframe. And so that can also be found on our website, all of the details of what those events looks like. And everybody loves Christmas shopping and home for the holidays. And so we'll be having that really all throughout Morgan County. So Decatur and in Hartsel.
Very nice. I love that. I am very curious too. I need to go look at that.
Yes.
Awesome. Are there any other really cool events coming up?
Yes. Actually, this is a little bit further on, but you need to go ahead and start planning. In January, we have the Festival of the Cranes. So I talked a little bit about Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge, about the migration of the sandhill cranes that come here. Uh-huh. And there are thousands and thousands of birds that migrate here. It's incredible to see. So we have a festival that goes along with celebrating the cranes being right here at Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge. So that's going to be coming up.
Nice. Also, it's good to be prepared early. So
yes,
always good to know and to start planning ahead.
Yes. And then also during the holiday season, we'll be coming out with a Christmas gift guide. So you can find that on our social channels along with our website. So if you are looking for special holiday items, you will be able to shop our holiday guide for those specialty items.
Perfect. Another thing to keep your eyes out for.
Yes. Shop local.
100%. We are big advocates for that.
Yes.
Awesome. We love hearing about everything that's coming forward and just learning so much about Decatur.
Yes, we are so excited to tell you more details about Morgan County and Decatur. That was just the highlights. So we want to get in depth with what's going on in our community, whether that's events, whether that's history, whether that's talking to our organizers. We're just so excited to tell you our stories and we hope that you'll stay tuned and come back and visit with us.
Couldn't agree more. Don't forget to subscribe and to follow along. And thanks for joining. Once again, I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai.
And I'm Danielle Gibson with Decatur, Alabama.
Have a good day, everyone, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Natasha Lai and Danielle Gibson, produced by Relic.